Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. This is a briefing webinar for the ICANN 51st meeting that will take place in Los Angeles. And today is the 30th of September 2014. The aim of this webinar is really to introduce members of the community, of the at-large community, to the meeting that will take place in Los Angeles. As you know, you are able to follow both by being in L.A. in the room, but also you wouldn't be able to follow remotely. And we are trying to get more larger numbers for remote participation. As we know, as you know, it's expensive to go to all these meetings, and remote participation is something that helps, so that will help our community in being able to take part in not only the monthly conference calls, but also in the meetings themselves. Now, the webinar that we're having here is going to go through the whole program of meetings that we have in Los Angeles. And for those of you that are not going to L.A., you'll probably be quite happy by the end of this call, seeing that you'll be able to at least choose the sessions you go to and sometimes maybe not need to wake up as early as the people who are there on the ground. Indeed, most of the days start at 7 a.m. and don't finish until 7 p.m., with very little of a break in between. The people who have signed up to this know exactly what to expect, and hopefully they will be able to also share some insights as to what to expect in the sessions that they will be running, the working group sessions, there are many of them here, and also the RALO sessions, the regional at-large organizations that will meet face-to-face. Now, first, the thing that I should advertise to you is the at-large ICANN 51 workspace. Now, this is connected to the agenda of this meeting, and that actually is a master page of all of the activities related to Los Angeles. We've got the meeting agendas that are all linked to that page on a daily basis. Then we've got the action items, which we will be looking through at the end of that week in Los Angeles. Then we also have all of the meeting reports that members of our community that attend meetings outside of the at-large meetings will be filing. We've got the participation in their leadership training program, and Sandra Hofreicher, who has joined us, will be speaking to us a little bit about that. And we've got, of course, also a page for the remote hub. This is something that's pretty new, having remote hubs. Several of our at-large structures have applied to run a remote hub with a local meeting that will be able to follow the proceedings taking place in Los Angeles and have their own local conversation and feed into the discussion in L.A. Via remote participation. There's a lot more information on that page that I've just advertised to you, the L.A. venue map, the PowerPoint template for people who have to make presentations in Los Angeles. You've got a template that's here that you can make use of. And then we've got those essential questions workspaces that we fill before we have meetings. For example, the Los Angeles Global Stakeholder Engagement Questions workspace is there, the questions for the board, the questions for the GAC, etc. So that's the master page. I now invite you to look at the first day of our meeting in Los Angeles. So scrolling back, going to Sunday, the 12th of October, 2014. By that time, we'll still be very happy. Some of us might be tired from the travel, but this is nothing compared to what's coming up during the rest of the week. One thing to note at the moment, when you look at the agendas, is that we have translated them in French and in Spanish. But at the moment, since the agendas have just been finalized, the Spanish and the page in the column in Spanish and the column in French are not correct at the moment. So we please concentrate on the leftmost column, which is the one that is in English, and that's the only one that's working at the moment. We should have these translations pretty soon. I note that Heidi is on the call. How, or Gisela actually, how soon should we expect the Spanish and the French translation on these?
Hi, Olivier, this is Heidi.
And we expect them within a week or right prior to the start of the ICANN meeting.
Okay, thank you, Heidi. Olivier speaking. So that's great. So we'll have them by the time the week the meeting starts. And so now we can get going. And the first day, of course, is the Sunday. We'll be starting at 9 a.m., which isn't too late, and it's not too early either compared to some of the other days of the week. The morning of the Sunday, we usually have a number of people coming to visit us. Now, on this occasion, I just spoke to Heidi regarding a possible shuffle of our Sunday, because I hear that Fadi Shehadi and Sally Kostetin might not be able to make it in the morning and might make it in the afternoon. So the timings are approximate at the moment, and don't make an issue of them. But the people that we are seeing, we will actually be seeing. Heidi, I know you just put your hand up. I gather you were about to say what I just said. Is that correct? Heidi Orish.
Yeah, just thank you, Olivier. I was on mute. Sorry. No, I was actually saying that Sally has confirmed that she will be there for the part of her session, and her vice presidents will be there for the entire session, so that should be okay. Teresa has confirmed now, so we're just waiting for Fadi for the morning sessions.
Okay, fine. Fantastic. Thanks very much, Heidi. So it's Olivia speaking. So that really what we usually do is to start the week speaking to Fadi Shehadi, the president and CEO of ICANN. And the important thing, let's just undo the... Here we go. If we undo the sync, are you able to look through, Cheryl?
Yes, thank you. All good now.
Thank you very much. Okay. So, coming back, we start with a meeting with Fadi Shehadi for about half an hour, and that really is a time when we can first listen to what he has to tell us from what's happened since the last meeting that we had with him. Of course, he will have plenty to speak to us about, knowing all the topics that are there. Then we'll have a discussion with Sally Kostetin and her full team of global stakeholder engagement and regional vice presidents. As you know, they started out with one and two regional VPs, and now we have a one for every region of the world. On this occasion, we'll actually start with the Pacific Island representative for the Oceania and Pacific Islands, Save Vocia, because he's usually the one we do last, and he never gets a word in, unfortunately, since the number of questions I get asked in this session is pretty good. So we'll introduce the regional VPs to say a few words about what's going on in their regions, going from the I think, in reverse order on this occasion. But we will also be asking questions, which is, as I just mentioned earlier, the Global Stakeholder Engagement Questions Workspace has the questions that we will be asking. There are actually four questions in there. And so the questions are as follows. The first one is asking, what is being done to make ICANN accessible to global end users, like a reduction in acronyms, clear, concise language in publications, etc. And the questions are all, by the way, sent in advance to Sally Kostetin and her team, so she will have answers for us when we meet with her. Then the next question is, how does the GSE, Global Stakeholder Engagement, the GSE team identify gaps in stakeholder representation, and how does they act accordingly? Well, maybe Okay, we'll have to rewrite this one because this is not proper English, sorry. How do they act accordingly? That's the second question. The third one is with reference to the ATLAS, so that's the At-Large Summit Declaration Recommendation 12. That's a recommendation that asks for ICANN's current plan for communication to raise awareness and extend education programs across underrepresented regions. We ask a question that asks specifically this question to Sally and her team. And then with reference to the recommendation 21 of the Atlas II Declaration, the question is, how can ICANN and at-large effectively work with global stakeholder engagement and ICANN communications teams to engage and implement an ICANN-specific program that meets this proposal? So these are the four questions, and we only have half an hour with Sally on this, Sally and her team. Actually, no, we have more. We have 45 minutes, sorry. So that should be able to give us plenty of time to speak to her. Then we have a coffee break, and immediately after that, we have Teresa Swinehart, who's the senior advisor to the president on all matters of strategy. Teresa is pretty much in charge of the IANA stewardship transition process and also in charge of the accountability, ICANN accountability process. So these are two very, very hot topics, and in fact you'll see throughout our week's schedule that we will have plenty of time to discuss these issues. On this occasion, she will speak specifically to us about the ICANN accountability and transparency activities. As you might or might not know, there has been a lot of push and pull between the community, the board, and ICANN staff on the setting up of this accountability process. It's a full accountability review of ICANN that is needed in the forthcoming months, and you will have seen some of the announcements to ask for observers, to ask for people to join mailing lists related to the accountability process, etc. So it will be good to ask first a status update from her and then ask the potent questions that we will have at the time. And no prescribed questions in advance. This will really be a full interactive discussion. 45 minutes on that. Immediately afterwards, we have a meeting at that point with Chris Gift, who's the Vice President for the Online Community Services, and also with Steve Allenson, the Product Manager for ICANN. Why are we meeting them? Well, because on this occasion, we will be speaking about the status of the at-large website update. Yes, yes, indeed. You've been so used to having a website that is out of date and obsolete. And finally, after so many years, there is an enormous amount of work being done at the moment. Steve Allenson has been working with Dave and Antila Singh, Anthony Degani, and myself to really basically build up on all of the interviews which were undertaken a few years ago, all of the needs of the at-large community, and Steve is now working with contractors and with website designers to build a new website. So it will be really a fantastic opportunity for us for 45 minutes to have the first view, the first wireframe, as they call it, of the at-large website. They are hoping they can get a first wireframe ready by then. Hopefully, they might be able to get maybe a few screenshots or some visuals for us to provide our feedback, and us being pretty much everyone, because this website is for the at-large community. This is not just an ALAC thing. So that will be a great moment to be able to provide very early feedback, and certainly very helpful for Steve Allenson and for Chris Kiff. Immediately after that, we'll have an update on the GNSO review with Larissa Gernick. She is the Strategic Initiatives Director, and a name that you know, Matashtiani, a Strategic Initiatives Manager now. They'll be able to speak to us about the GNSO review. I wonder, Alan Greenberg, could you just provide us with two words on what this GNSO review thing is, please?
It's happening.
You
asked for two words.
Okay, maybe two, more than two words then.
Okay.
Go for it.
There are cyclical reviews that are done periodically. They used to be done every 3 years. They're now done every 5 years. The GNSO is, I believe, sort of the first on the cycle, which means the ALAC is coming eventually. And the process has started. They're doing a self-study to start with, and soliciting input from anyone who cares. There is a questionnaire you can answer about the GNSO if you would like to influence the outcome and how this is done so far. There are very few people have answered it. The date has been extended until, I don't remember when, I think the end of October. And anyone who cares about the GNSO may well want to put their opinions in. And exactly how this will unfold, I'm not 100% sure. I believe they will be engaging an external consultant to do a review once the initial self-study is done, but I, to be honest, have not kept up on it in great detail. It hasn't been the highest priority on my list. But it is ongoing, and there will be a session on it at the meeting sometime. I could probably tell you when, but I don't remember offhand.
Okay, thanks very much for this, Alan. I have a question for you on this. How does this affect end users?
Well, one could imagine this is not supposed to be, at this stage, a revamping of the structure of the GNSO. But presumably, if something major comes up with that regard, that could be one of the outcomes. We have claimed for a long time that users should have, and not just registrants, which is what it is right now, but real users should have not only a seat at the table, but a voting seat at the table. Clearly, that has not been the case. The last review completely changed the structure of the GNSO, but still restricted it to registrants. To what extent the various non-contracted parties choose to reflect interests of users in addition to registrants clearly is their prerogative, but there is no mandated representation at the council, and certainly I and others believe there should have been, and conceivably this could be an outcome of this study, probably not, to be honest, but it's certainly something that we would want to raise.
Okay, thanks for this, Alan. And the other question is it possible for at-large members to take part in this GNSO review, or is this purely a GNSO affair?
No, as I said, they welcome input from anyone.
Okay, yeah, but there's a difference. It's already speaking. There's a difference between input and a difference between part of the... I mean, is this as a working group? Because when the ALAC conducted its review, it had an internal working group that
No, Olivier, the working group came about after the report was issued. We're way far before that at this point. This is a preliminary phase before the formal review starts. The GNSO is doing effectively what was originally conceived of as a self-study, but they are accepting input from others as well. So we're way before the stages that ALAC went through of implementing the outcome of a review.
Okay, thank you for this, Alan. So effectively, the GNSO review currently is being undertaken by, I gather, staff or the GNSO Council itself? Or
the GNSO Council, one of the councillors took responsibility, working with staff, to put together this what is essentially a self-study.
Okay, thank you. So we'll have just 15 minutes as a quick update as to where they are, where they're going, and how soon, I guess, they will be soliciting further input and perhaps even involvement in...
That soliciting is going on at the moment, though.
Okay, thanks. And I gather it will still be open by the time we meet with them.
I believe it has been extended till past the meeting, but... I'd have to check on the date.
Perfect. Okay, thanks very much for this. There's a hand up from Heidi Ulrich.
Yes, Olivier, thank you. This is Heidi. Just really quickly, the ALAC review is going to start its initial activities by the end of the year, so around December. So perhaps since Larissa will be there, Matt, that might be just a good chance to talk a little bit about that as well, if there's time.
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right, so continuing on that long, long day, and we have barely reached the lunch hour by that time. Should people still be alive by then, we then have a lunch break, which will be helpful to recharge, replenish batteries, and for that, on that occasion, we'll actually have a proper lunch break. And immediately after lunch, there is an Academy Working Group Next Step. As you know, the leadership training program is going to take place. The second instance of the leadership training program will take place before the ICANN meeting in Los Angeles, and the week just before the meeting. We'll hear from Sandra in a few moments about this. But the session there will basically be providing the ALAC some feedback about the Academy and also include an explanation of the difference between the Academy and the expanded Academy working groups. There's a whole nuance between the Academy working group and the expanded Academy and the leadership training program, etc. Anyway, we'll have Sandra in a moment speaking to us about this. Immediately after that, we have a meeting with Ashwin Rangan, who is the Chief Innovation and Information Officer. We actually have half an hour with him. He has started working, well, maybe not that recently, but I don't think we've met with him on one occasion. I think the ALP has met with Ashwin on one occasion. It's time for the ALAC to meet with him, specifically because one of the recommendations of the Atlas II called for a more integrated policy development system that would do all sorts of things and help with volunteers being able to manage all the flood of information that comes through their mailbox and be able to really work on a topic-based system. Earlier this week, there was a call one of the working groups for the follow-up of the implementation of Atlas II recommendations. I know Devanand Tilaksingh was chairing that. Do I see Dave here? No, Dave isn't with us right at the moment, but he has put in several action items for the working group to prepare and speak with Ashwin when we meet with him and basically start bouncing ideas off. Dave is back. Okay. Dave, do you have the ability to say just a couple of words on our meeting with Ashwin, what will we be asking for?
Thank you. This is Devanand speaking. Are you hearing me?
Yes, absolutely. Please, go ahead.
Good. Thank you. Thanks for that. This is Devanand speaking. So one of the key recommendations coming out from the Atlas II was regard a policy management process system because it was the view of the thematic groups and of course now the ALAC and at large is that our current policy management process is broken. And I will say broken, well, probably broken is a strong word. Let's just say it has not kept up with the times of integration and social media. There are several aspects in which the system can be improved, and what we're going to be doing during that discussion is at least highlight some of the flaws that we have noticed with the policy management process system. Often it's a very manual process. Whenever translations appear from language services, it appears silently on the ICANN's policy website, and there are so many ways in which we think this can be better improved. I think I could go into long details as to our current system, but I think that's the short summary of it, Olivier.
That's great, Dave. No, thank you very much. Very helpful, and I think it'll be a very good meeting with Ashwin. He's a very approachable person, and certainly I would say a next big step for at-large participation in ICANN if we are able to move forward and work with him on this topic. Everyone across ICANN is complaining about the overload, and much of the overload is due to the management of information. The the dreaded 200 emails in your mailbox when you turn your computer on, where you just think, well, look, I don't have the time for that, and you want to delete the whole thing in one go, thus missing out on discussions, etc. It's particularly difficult for volunteers because we're not paid to read our emails, and this is all time that's taken off. So, it'll be a good meeting, hopefully. After that, we'll have a coffee break that will need to wake us up. I note that Heidi has put her hand up. So is that an old hand or is this a new hand? And you might be muted, Heidi Orish. I'm not hearing you. Okay, is anyone hearing me?
Yes.
Yes, this is Dave. We hear you.
Yes, I'm hearing you. This is Ron.
Thanks, Ron. So everyone's hearing me. Heidi's not hearing me, and she's frozen with her hand up. We'll get back to her as soon as she falls away. Ah, there we go. She's gone. Okay. Right. Let's continue then. After the coffee break, we'll have a meeting with the ESSAC, with the people that we've seen in the past, Patrick Feldstrom, the chair of the ESSAC, and Jim Galvin, who's the vice chair of the ESSAC. I don't see Julie Hammer with us today. Is she? No, she's not on the list of people. So she'll be running that part of the discussion. The ESSAC has had some more. So it's a Security and Stability Advisory Committee. They've had a number of additional what they call SAC advice. So they're documents that they publish that deal specifically with the security and the stability issues related to ICANN, the DNS, etc. So we'll have a good update on that. Last meeting, we had half an hour in London with them, and we really outrageously ran out of time. Such was the intensity and the interest in the discussion. So on this occasion, we'll have 1 hour. No doubt, we will have plenty of things to discuss. Some of it maybe with the transition of stewardship in the IANA contract, but a lot of it also with regards to domain names and this whole category one domain. The whole thing of having name certificates, that cutting name certificates, domain name collisions, top-level domain collisions, etc. There's an update on this, and so it will be very, very good indeed to see the update and to speak to the people who are in charge of this. After that, we will have two hot topics. The two hot topics are related, actually. The first one is ICANN accountability and transparency, and the second one is the NTIA IANA function stewardship transition. The primary reason for having these two on the ALAC meeting is to have a follow-up on what we had heard in the morning from Theresa Swinehart, and also for the members of the working group that deal specifically with this topic to share some of the issues, some of the points. As you know, the ALAC has got two people on the IANA coordination group. We have Jean-Jacques Subrana and Mohamed El-Bashir. So it'll be a good time for the ALAC to really find out what's going on and where we are today. And it will be a good time for Mohamed and for Jean-Jacques and, of course, for the other members of the working group to be able to listen and see what points we should try and focus on. These are two huge issues, and rather than cramming everything into one single session, we've scattered some sessions a little bit here and there around the week, including full ALAC session on Sunday, but also some working group sessions during the rest of the week. Next, finally, because it is the last thing that we're doing on that day, is just a wrap-up where I'll be going on my knees, probably not on my knees, no, but I'll be asking for members of the community that are present in Los Angeles to also go to other sessions out there and be able to report to us on what's happened in the session. That's just our Sunday, and it's taken over half an hour to go through. I was going to ask if there were any questions. By the way, if you have any questions, just put your hand up at any moment. It's probably easier than having to wait the end of a full day to ask questions, having to scroll back. So we can now move to Tuesday. And Tuesday, what am I saying Tuesday? Monday, sorry. It just felt like we've already done Sunday and Monday. Monday starts very early. It starts at 7:15 with a meeting of the ALAC with the non-commercial stakeholders group. And the reason for this is because the meeting was supposed to take place on Thursday, but things were moved around on Thursday, and the session, the time was taken up by ICANN-wide sessions on Thursday. So this was plugged at the only time we had left, which was that early on the Monday morning. Two big issues to discuss with the NCSG, the IANA stewardship transition and the IANA accountability processes. And the reason for this is because the NCSG also has some representatives on the coordinator group. They also have a working group that looks at these issues. And so there could be some lining up of points and ideas between the NCSG and the ALAC. Just also to remind you, there is an informal ad hoc small working group between the NCSG and the ALAC that is in place. It doesn't have a Skype, it doesn't have a mailing list or a wiki page. It just has a quick Skype check. So Skype thing, as what you, Skype channel, informal, as I said, and it's a good quick back channel between the NCSG and the ALAC. After that, the president's ceremony, as you know, the singing and dancing and things that we usually have at a meeting. So there's the president's ceremony. Then there is a high interest topics from the supporting organizations and advisory committees. Will pass over this as well. They have not been announced yet. The high-interest topics themselves have not been fully announced. There's still some discussion among SO, AC, and stakeholder group chairs to find the topics to discuss. Then there's a meeting of the cross-community working group to develop an IANA stewardship transition proposal on naming-related functions. That's, again, a public meeting of the working group. And then there is a high interest session topic two, all things who is. I think a lot of us will be interested in going to that session as well. As you know, we have a working group that deals with who is issues, but we also have had some members that were in the working group that designed a new directory services system. Is it Next Generation Directory Services, I think it was called. And then another high-interest topic. So that takes us all the way up to 16:30, and that's an update on the next round of the new DTLB. However, because we have just so much to do, some of our working groups are going to be meeting around that time. The Metrics Working Group will be meeting from 1500 to 1600, and for this, I think that we might wish to have Cheryl Langdonor take us through that. Now, I know that we're not going through the agenda by going into all the ALAC meetings first and then all the working group presentations, but it probably is easier to now jump for this working group to Cheryl for this session. You have the floor, Cheryl.
Thank you very much, Olivia. Cheryl Langdonor for the record. And my phone is sounding a bit rattly. Is it okay for you or
you're
my audio okay?
Fine.
Okay, fine. Yeah, I'll put up with the rattle at this end. Not a problem. Okay, Cheryl again. Okay, so the agenda is in front of you all, and I just want to make it very, very clear. Obviously, there's a little bit of administrivia in terms of welcome, attendance and review of last meeting, but the majority of our hour is on, 40 minutes of our hour is talking about and going to be working in more of a an interactive session on working towards harmonisation of metrics and main performance criteria across the regions. And to that end, it would be extraordinarily important, this has got to do with recommendation number 43 from Atlas 2, it would be extremely useful and to our subcommittee if we could have as many non-metrics working group members on the call. This will be an opportunity to quite literally, you know, use pretty sticky papers, coloured dots and squares of post-it notes and work on building consensus on a number of the things that we've already identified as key performance criteria. So I think the major thing from my perspective as chair of this working group is to make sure everyone understands this is very much open. It will have remote participation, and we would value, seriously value, input from any at-large or indeed interested person, as well as regional leaders and ALAC members who can join us. I think that's enough from me then, Olivia.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. It's Olivia speaking, and I just realised, of course, we're going through the agendas on a day-by-day basis. Our own call agenda was calling for looking at all of the ALAC sessions first, and then going through each one of the working groups. Maybe it's better just to go through the day by day and a bit more chronologically, otherwise we'll be jumping pretty much all over the place during the week. After the session on the metrics, we have, again, I think pretty much back-to-back, a session, well, again a clash between an overall ICANN session, the ICANN Accountability and Governance Cross-Community Group meeting. That's the group that is just being formed at the moment, which will have both members and also will have some observers and so on. It's a little bit of a messy one, and we don't really know how this is all going to turn out, but there'll be a meeting on that process between 1600 and 1715 local time. And after that, simultaneously, we'll have the capacity building working group. And that will be led by Tijani Benjema. So Tijani, could you say, please, a few words about what you are looking to achieve on that session? And Tijani, you might be muted. Have we lost Tijani? There is nothing from Tijani so far. Tijani Benjamin?
Olivier Gisela here.
Yes, Gisela.
Tijani is not muted on his end, so he should be able to speak.
Okay, we appear to have a technical issue with Tijani's line. If you could please check with him, and we will continue in the meantime. As soon as we hear from Tijani, we'll be able to go back to the session. Back-to-back. In fact, somehow cutting halfway through the capacity building working group session, there's also the high interest topic 3 new GTLD update. Oh, Tijani, did I just hear?
Olivier?
Yes,
Tijani. You hear me now?
Tijani Benjamin. Okay,
now
we can hear you. Go ahead.
Olivier. Thank you very much. Tijani speaking. So in LA, we will have the capacity building working group meeting, face-to-face meeting, and it will be focused on three main issues. The first one is the follow-up on the Atlas II capacity building program, to see what worked, what didn't work, and what can we do to make the upcoming webinars or capacity building sessions work better. And then we will present a general program for the upcoming year, and it will be centered on the RALO feedback, because we are asking the RALO about what they think will be the most important issues that the ALS need to have the capacity building for. And also it will be done according to the Atlas II survey, since we had the survey and we know the topics identified by the ALSs. And finally, we will include the hot topics under discussion now, which are for sure the IANA transition and the ICANN accountability. The third main issue on the agenda will be the follow-up on the Atlas II recommendations implementation. And as I don't know if you know, but we have two recommendations that were assigned to us, to the capacity building working group, recommendation 2 and recommendation 26. We had already a call about that, and working on, and in LA we will try to finalize that, because we don't expect that you will have the whole work done by LA. So perhaps we will present a status report to the board. Those are the main, there is another issue also that I want to discuss in LA, which is specific actions for specific requests, because we already received a request from one RALO about a series of webinars to transmit the knowledge the RALO leadership got from AFRINIC to the other members of the of RALO. So this is one specific action for specific requests, and I hope that we'll receive other specific requests so that we can serve the community. Thank you.
Thank you very much for this update, Tijani. As you know, capacity building is very important for us to be able to grow our membership base. And so if you are following remotely, you're extremely welcome to take part in the discussions that will take place then. It really requires input from everyone, not just the few people of the working group itself. And yeah, I forgot to mention, all of the calls, all of the meetings of AtLarge are open. So if you see AtLarge Capacity Building Working Group, this is not a meeting that is restricted strictly to working group members. And because it's geared at, it's a face-to-face meeting, it might actually be a good time for you to just listen in and think, hey, maybe this is something I might wish to be involved in and to help out with. So after that, or in fact, partly simultaneously with this, there is the interest topic, high interest topic 3, the new GTLD program update, and also simultaneously, so immediately after the capacity building working group finishes, we've got the at-large Atlas II implementation task force. That is a task force that was set up after the at-large summit to take all of the recommendations that were included in the Atlas II declaration, to expand on them and to implement them. Some recommendations go to the board, some are going to the ALAC, some go to other parts of ICANN, some go to the at-large community. Wherever they're going, they need to be implemented or they need to be expanded, and that's what this group will be doing. It has already started, as you will, as you've heard already from a few people. The follow-up task force, the implementation task force, has already assigned some of our working groups with some work to come back with some expansion, some feedback. The importance of the meeting on the Monday is that there will be the at-large summit follow-up will be a major discussion in our meeting, the meeting of the ALAC with the board the next day. So that working group will be, the task force will be effectively synchronizing all of the feedback that it has received in order to be able to speak to the board the next day. After that, the at-large new GTLD working group. And for this, if we have him on the call, I'm just checking quickly, do we have Evan Leibovich on the call for the new GTLD working group?
You do. I'm not on Adobe, but I am here.
Fantastic. Evan, you have the floor to tell us a little bit what the new GTLD working group will be looking at when meeting face-to-face in Los Angeles. Evan.
Thanks, Olivier. We're going to be focusing on two things, and now a third has been put in front of us. The two things that we have on our plate that are on the agenda, the first thing has to do with the issue of public interest commitments within the current round of TLDs. This has been a long-running issue within at-large in that the concept of public interest commitments, which was a fairly late addition to try and alleviate concerns that the GAC and that we had about TLDs for sensitive strings, that is, strings that could be manipulated that have public trust issues, such as financial industry, health industry, and so on. The TLDs in these sectors should have additional safeguards to protect public trust. The current picks that exist are deemed by both the GAC and by at-large to be far from sufficient. There's ongoing work to try and either strengthen them or, in the case of some ideas that have been put forward in our community, to actually replace them with something called public advisory boards. So that's one of the issues that is going under. The other that is being discussed is the noise that's going on within ICANN right now about creating a new set, a new round of TLDs. This is more than just mumbling going on. This is significant discussion within some parts of the organization. There's a concern within at large that we have not seen the fallout of the consequences from the way the first round was handled. And doing a second one without analyzing or taking any time for a breather to analyze what happened, you know, it could potentially just be piling on one set of problems on top of another set of problems. There's also concern by some members of our community that want to have, if there's going to be a second round, that it should be limited to community applications from those in developing economies as a way to catch up based on deficiencies that we saw in the first round. So those two things, the public interest commitments and the issue of future rounds of TLD applications, are the two main ones. We are also going to be looking at those components of the atlas that have an impact on the work of the TLD working group. That's it, Olivia.
Thank you very much for this, Evan. It's Olivier speaking. And that's the end of our Monday, 7 p.m. I wasn't kidding when I said we start at 7 and we finish at 7. On the Tuesday, should people still be living by that time, we have the at-large accessibility working group starting bright and early at 7 a.m. And for this, I hand the floor to Cheryl Langdonor.
Thank you, Olivier. Cheryl Langdonor for the record. Again, this is an open meeting. We are somewhat disappointed with the early hour because that often for working group meetings, which are not seen as highly motivational to join, I can imagine people may be more tempted to be having their breakfast than joining us, but I do want to make it clear it is a open meeting and we would very much like to have anyone and everyone who's interested in the accessibility issue to join us. Again, this is going to be very much a hands-on breakout session meeting. The agenda, which I can't scroll to yet but is in front of you, is one that means if you have opinion, thank you, Gucci, that's great. If you have opinion or interest in the topic, it's an ideal opportunity to be engaged in the breakout sessions. What we have done, and if you are joining us, it would be nice to have taken the time to just go to the site, the page linked from our agenda, which shows the key objectives that we are currently working on. We are putting them into a set of orders which are analysed in a number of ways. So we're looking at how smart they are. That's, you know, simple, measurable, achievable, timely, not cleverness. What sort of SWOT analysis can be done on them, and also a set of rankings that are currently being done online, which gives them a priority on short-term and long-term objectives, how long they will actually take, and indeed how generally important they are to the work of our committee. So we will be hands-on again with pretty coloured pieces of paper and flip charts, and we'd look forward to having more than just the usual suspects in the room. Thank you, Olivier.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. And, of course, it is an early time, but it's a very important topic. And just one question, how easy will it be, because it will be very hands-on session, how easy will it be for people to participate remotely?
Ah, well, as you know, we are also very keen to make sure that barriers to participation are as minimal as possible. We are not sure that we will have transcription running as a live module, but that would be ideal in the room. But failing that, we will work with the technology we have at hand and tweak it. Glenn is part of our working group, Glenn McKnight, and he's going to come up with a clever way that we can actually share what goes on in the breakout session, at least visually, and I will certainly be giving auditory blow-by-blow descriptions, I guess, on what's going on. So we'll do our best operating with the tools we have available, recognising that it is a working group session, and we're not going to sort of break the budgetary bank on things, but we will do our best to ensure that the Adobe Connect rooms are as loaded as possible with video feed out from what we're doing.
Thank you for this, Cheryl. And so immediately after that meeting, we have an ALAC meeting with the board. And as I mentioned earlier, the two topics have already been set. The first one is discussion of the ATLAS 2 recommendations and observations. And the second is a question to the board. And it might be a yes or no answer. Who knows? The question is, does the board of ICANN believe that ICANN itself, the institution, is a stakeholder in the INS stewardship transition proceedings and the accountability process? We might expand on that and say how, and ask for board members to expand a little bit from this. Next, at 10 o'clock, 30 minutes after the end of the meeting with the board, we start our ALAC work, part one, and first with an update on different working groups. There'll be first an update on the ad hoc working group on the transition of U.S. government stewardship of the INS function. Yes, yet again. And then immediately after that, there'll be an update on the at-large work group of future challenges. And this is, for this, I think we could just have a quick word from Evan on what we are to expect on this.
Thanks, Olivier. I will keep it quick because essentially the agenda for Future Challenges Group typically tends to be fairly wide open. We're broadly addressing the issue of ICANN-ability specifically as it relates to public trust. There's talk about possibly doing a white paper that will contribute overall. The intention is not to duplicate other efforts, but to try and take a bird's eye view of this, a high-level view of the whole issue of ICANN's accountability moves and public trust and to try and make at large proactive about this rather than just reacting to the various things that ICANN tosses at us. So that's in general sense what the agenda is. There'll be some materials presented to help drive the discussion, but that's basically it. We try not to have too rigid an agenda to drive what we do. Thanks, Olivier. That's it.
Thanks very much for this, Evan. And back to you again for the new GTLD working group. Well, you had spoken about this a little bit earlier. So effectively, would that just be an update on the working group's work that will have taken place on the Monday or earlier?
Not necessarily, Olivia. There's a possibility that the group may actually come out of this wanting to propose a motion or ALAC action for later in the week. So it's possible that some of the next time may be used either for drafting or consideration of very specific action to go forward that week.
Okay, thanks for this, Evan. And then after that, there will be an IDN update, so that's Internationalized Domain Name update, with Sarmad Hussain, who is the IDN Program Senior Manager, and Yaju Yu Kimoto, Business Intelligence and Program Management. As you know, the internationalized domain names are being rolled out, and there are still issues with regards to variants, with regards to number of topics, and it was a good time to have a quick update on this. It's only 15 minutes, but it will be very interesting indeed and important for our region, bearing in mind the IDNs affect all parts of the world. The compliance update afterwards is taking place for half an hour. Maggie Serrad will be joining us to provide us with details of what the compliance department, the ICANN compliance department, has been up to. I think we should ask specifically that Maggie takes us again through some of the web pages transparency that they update. Web pages about their activities, since one of the recommendations in the Atlas 2 is specifically for compliance to enhance its transparency and provide maybe more detailed reports. After that, we'll just have a discussion on the 2015 NOMCOM, that's the Nominating Committee Leadership, with the chair, this year's chair, who's Stefan van Gelder, and we'll have last year's chair, Cheryl Langdonore, and we'll also have the 2015 associate chair.
I'll still be the chair at that time. I don't self-destruct until the end of the meeting.
Okay, Cheryl, thanks for this. Just we'll make sure we'll be far from you when you self-destruct. And then after that, we have, for the RALO meetings, LACRALO will be having a monthly meeting. And for this, I might ask just for a few words from Alberto Soto, I believe, who is on the call. What's LACRALO going to be speaking about?
This is Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you, Olivier. The aim of this meeting is to continue working on our analysis so far. We have made quite a good progress within our governance group, working group. We hope to have the Matrix working group comment period open by the time we get together. We also aim at amending our procedures or rules of procedure. And we are also aiming at amending our operating principles. We have modified or changed our meetings. We now lay more emphasis on capacity building, and we try to hold 2 20-minute sessions per meeting. On this occasion, one of the topics to be addressed will be the IANA transition. We have a working group devoted to this topic, and we will be, our guest speaker will be Rodrigo de la Parra, so as to speak, or who will be speaking about synergies within our region. Those are the highlights of this meeting. Thank you, Olivier.
Thank you very much for this, Alberto. It's good to see, it's Olivia speaking, it's good to see Relos having their own discussions about the hot topics and also forming views. It's also good to see that there are advances with regards to the overall bylaw changes, etc. And I know that all of the railers are now looking at their own bylaws as well, and there is some good discussion also at secretariat level. Now, after this, immediately after this, at 1400, the ALAC is meeting with the GAC at 2 p.m. The ALAC will be meeting with the GAC. I have had a discussion, an exchange of emails with Heather Dryden, who is the chair of the GAC. We have proposed our questions for topics to her, and she has come back. And so these are, for the time being, the questions that have been agreed on. The topic one, public interest commitments and GAC Category 1 safeguards. And the question will be asked as follows. The GAC leadership has discussed this topic with the ALAC at previous ICANN meetings. The GAC communique has made recommendations with regards to Category 1 top-level domains. What follow-up activity has there been with regards to these domains? Are GAC members concerned by the current mixed message regarding the public interest that the public interest commitment PICs appear to have a very basic part that is part of the registry agreement, specification 11, and one unclear part that some purport to be voluntary? How could the compliance and the dispute resolution procedure be strengthened to better serve Internet users? So that's the first mutually agreed topic. And the second one is the INS stewardship transition, and that will just be taking stock. The reason for it being that the GAC has not yet had a chance to discuss the INS stewardship transition as a group, and so it is unlikely that it will have any kind of concerted formulation as to what their positions are by the time the ALAC meets with them on Tuesday. So taking stock is a very broad term, just saying, well, we'll probably be sharing what the ALAC has done in this topic and how we operate, and perhaps the GAC would be interested in finding out more and seeing how they could operate themselves. Now, I have notes that Aziz would like to speak. Is that for the AFRALO session or immediately?
Hi, Olivier. Pierre is saying for the AFRALO-AFRICAN meeting.
Okay, thanks, Aziz. We'll be coming to that shortly. So in the afternoon of Tuesday, we have a full afternoon on the transition of U.S. government stewardship of the INF function. The ALAC will be meeting first with the Address Supporting Organization Address Council and the Address Supporting Organization Member Resource Organization. Then it will be meeting with the IMAC Coordination Group. We are, with the GAC, the only two groups in ICANN that are going to have a separate session with this worldwide IMAC community group, a coordination group, bearing in mind that there are people from the IETF in there, the Internet Engineering Task Force, the regional Internet registries, also the International Chamber of Commerce, members of ISOC, etc. So it's an important meeting there. It will be interesting to have a full interaction with the coordination group. And then immediately afterwards, the working group that deals specifically with the transition of U.S. government stewardship of the INF function will be meeting, obviously following up on the discussion that they've just had before that. And in the evening, should we all still be awake, there's music night. Now, we go to Wednesday. Yes, it is. It's taken a long time to reach Wednesday. And on Wednesday, we have a lot more activities for the Regional Acknowledged Organizations. First, in the morning, again, at 7 a.m., the RALO leadership will be meeting with the at-large leadership team, and what we're going to be discussing, well, first there's going to be a quick discussion with David Olive, the director for policy development, president of policy development in ICANN, and then we will have an extensive discussion on the regional acknowledged organizations and the metrics. As you know, or as you might know, or as you might not know, the at-large, starting from the chair of the ALAC all the way to the ELSs, is engaging into a system of metrics to find out how well we are doing. This is all to do, has all to do with accountability, accountability of the people that the ALSs elect in their RALOs, the accountability of the people that the RALOs select in the ALAC, etc. We all have responsibilities, and the metrics are a good first step. So there's going to be a discussion on how this whole thing is going to work together, and certainly how RALOs can do their bit. After that, AP RALO is having its monthly meeting immediately after that. Maybe I can ask Siranush to tell us a few words about the AP RALO meeting. Siranush Vardanyan.
Yes, this is Siranush for the record. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Go ahead, Siranush.
Okay. So AP RALO will be holding its monthly meeting in Los Angeles, and we have quite ambitious agenda for it. We have several priorities set for the region to be discussed while in LA. The first point will be ATORALO ATEC Hub pilot framework, and this discussion started since London. And together with regional VPs, ATORALO leadership has discussed the strategy for the future cooperation and priority areas for the region, set based on the feedback and contribution provided by ATORALO ALSs. So we are planning to finalize the strategy document and set the activities to be implemented to achieve those goals. And ATORALO originally proposed four focus areas, which are communication, languages, outreach, and capacity building. And the strategy document will be prepared based on these focus areas. The second topic we are going to discuss is the result of CROP program, first time used by ATORALO members for participation at PASINET, and discuss the outcomes of our participation and how we can improve in future the usage of CROP program. The third point, and the important one also, is outreach. How we are going to encourage the current members of ALSs and how to improve our outreach activities, especially in the areas where we don't have any ALSs. And the final point will be discussion of Atlas II recommendations, 28, 29, 42, and 43 recommendations will be discussed. And we are planning to come up with a set of activities under each recommendation to be shared with other RALOs and at large community. That's all for AP RALO. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sarah Norish. It's Olivier speaking. And so immediately after the meeting of the AP RALO monthly meeting, there is an at-large policy roundtable that is set in two parts. The policy roundtable has been a very successful format of inviting speakers from other parts of ICANN and having them discuss specific topics in an open forum. We usually have it on the Monday. On this occasion, it's been moved to the Wednesday morning. And the two topics, the first one is the privacy and proxy services. And that, of course, ties in with the who is discussions, which we will have heard from on the public meeting on Monday, but also the privacy and proxy registration discussions that have been taking place in the generic name supporting organization. So there's quite an extensive discussion there with privacy and proxy services. This second panel is about alternate and innovative DNS. So big questions. The DNS is one of the many, well, maybe not many, one of several different types of ways to address things on the Internet. And so we will be looking at the policy and updates on services that do not make use of the DNS, like Tor, for example, like Bitcoin, and also looking at an innovative way to use the DNS, slightly different way with programs, new GTLD with a different approach. We've got someone coming in from the company behind the programs. And then a discussion also about those second-level domains. What do they offer to the consumer? How abuses and disputes are addressed, et cetera. Second-level domains being a domain that is a geographic domain at the second level, like co.com. There would be co being Colombia. Now, after this, and I apologize for going through this a little bit fast. I realize we are already running out of time as well. After this, there is the Naralo monthly meeting. Garth Ruin, unfortunately, is unable to take us through this. But Glenn McKnight is there. So, Glenn, could we have a few words, please, on the Naralo monthly meeting? Cannot hear you, Garth. Glenn McKnight, are you able to speak? Okay, so Glenn has not got a call for him yet. Okay, let's move on then, and we'll come back to you for the Naralo monthly call. After the Naralo monthly call, in fact, what not after, at the same time as the Naralo monthly call, there will be an at-large IBN policy working group meeting. I've mentioned this a bit earlier in our call, the universal acceptance of IBN top-level domains, an update on the Roots Zone Label Generation Rules project. That, of course, will be picking up from the information we will have received from Sarmat Hussein earlier in the week. And then we have from 12:30 to 14:00, that's around lunchtime, an at-large regional leadership meeting, and that's where the different RALO leaders and secretariats will be meeting together to discuss performance metrics and the rules of procedures, which we've touched on earlier today, and also touching on the CROP program, the regional outreach pilot program, and the activities between the RALOs and the regional internet registry. After this, yes, it's a very long day, the AFRALO, AFRICAN joint meeting. Tijani Benjamat is here, but I don't know, I see Aziz is on the call now. Aziz Hilali, please let us give us a few words on what the AFRALO AFRICAN will be addressing on this occasion.
Thank you. This is Aziz speaking. You have the agenda at hand. We have organized, as you saw, a joint meeting between AFRALO,
FLO members, and African, which is the entire African community. So the agenda for this time, which is the main subject we have proposed to approach on Wednesday at 2 p.m. will be the ANA transition and arc and accountability seen by the African community. We'd rather speak of accountability than responsibility in this domain. Olivier has been invited as a lecturer. We have Adiel as chair of AFRINIC, Pierre Danginou, the VP for Africa, and Tijani, who's the VC for AFALO. Sorry, Mohamed is the AFALO vice chair. So we have already started working on the introduction of the topic, and we expect to be able to present the draft statement at the meeting as usual. Then we'll discuss it, amend it as necessary, and adopt the statement. And then we shall discuss each RALO's recent and upcoming activities as usual. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Aziz. It's Olivier Capanablanc speaking. And the work of AFRALO with AFRICAN yields a statement at every ICAN meeting. So it's great to see this tradition continue and the work continue from meeting to meeting. The topic here being very much in the a hot topic. So great to see that. Now I hear that we have Glenn McKnight back on the call. So Glenn, you have the floor to let us know about the NARALO monthly meeting. Glenn McKnight.
Hi, good morning everyone, or afternoon or evening. So the first session that was originally going to be chaired by Garth, unfortunately he will not be there, the 7 o'clock early morning. Meeting, we have the dominant part of that meeting is the result of the RALO chairs meeting the night before on Tuesday evening, and so David, all of the VP on policy, will be speaking to the group and giving a synopsis of the meeting before and actually dealing with other policies as well. The second thing is we're going to be dwelling into the RALO and metrics issues that have been touched upon as well, and then lastly is be the next steps. And that's the early morning breakfast, so nice breakfast for you, so to get a great day started, and then followed by the AP RALO meeting.
Thank you very much for this, Glenn. So that's for NARALO, and now we have, jumping further down again, after the AFRALO and AFRICAN meeting, from 1600, so 4 p.m. to 5:30, the ICAN Academy, and of course that will be a follow-up on the activities of the leadership training program that took place the week before. Sandra Hotharister is with us, and we'll be able to could give us a few words on this, Sandra.
Hello, Olivier and all. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Sandra. Welcome.
So it's Sandra Hoferichter speaking. Yes, you mentioned it already that our first agenda point will be a review of the second leadership training program. For participants of this leadership training program, it's sort of mandatory to participate in this session, and apart from providing and feedback through filling out a survey, they will be invited to give an oral feedback during that session as well. This helps the working group and staff, of course, to develop that program and draw the conclusions for possibly and hopefully next edition of that leadership training program. The second part, we get an update on the online learning platform, which is now called ICAN Learn. It's already accessible on learn.ican.org, and we will get a a short overview on the possibilities on this learning platform. I think it's a very useful tool, especially for those Walus who are running individual or regional capacity building programs, because you really have a lot of possibilities to use this tool for your region and for the programs you want to run. And the third part will be an review of the scope of this working group and an outlook of if this working group is still, let's say, it's still needed, because at the moment the activities of this working group are limited to the leadership training program only, but originally we had a much broader scope, but for this we need more support from the community and also from staff side. And I hope we can discuss this during that session and find a solution or find a conclusion on how to proceed with that working group. So everybody is invited to participate in that working group. I would be very happy if I see many of you and those who are participating as on the leadership training program. Please come to that session and give your feedback to the community. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much for this, Sandra. We look forward to having the feedback from the participants of the second year of the training program. And of course, that will start before everyone else is even in Los Angeles. So yeah, great thing to see a new year of leadership training program. Glenn McKnight, you mentioned that you had not touched on the Narello meeting, and you can speak about this now. Please give us a rundown of the Narello meeting that will take place. Glenn McKnight.
Great. Thank you so much. Sorry about that, folks. I had my phone died on me, so I missed a couple of minutes of the dialogue. But we will have our normal monthly meeting, which is normally the in the second week on the Monday, but we've moved it to correspond to a face-to-face meeting here. We're going to be looking in detail on the Atlas II recommendations and the actions taken by the role for discussion, and as in the morning, the performance metrics issues across the board will be the second item. Our particular cross-RALO discussion will be looking at the RLPs, in particular going and looking at the AFRELO rules of procedures and ACRELO and APRELO. One of the discussions we've been having as a RALO, the adoption of which other RALOs have done as a vice chair position, so that's going to be one of our discussions at the meet. We also will have an ad hoc working group presentation on the IANA transition issues. Number five, the RII activities. Number six, we'll be talking about how we're approaching the FY15 crop program, what programs we're going to and how it's fitting in with the outreach strategy. And the other thing that's not on here is, as other business, the actions we're taking to look at an MOU with Aaron. Aaron is similar to RIPE in other locations, and I notice other RALOs have created an MOU, so that will be one of the, hopefully, the updates at the other business. Okay, thank you. Back to you, Olivier.
Thanks very much for this, Glenn. It's Olivier speaking, and I'm looking at this day, and it seems to never be ending. It continues with the Future Challenges Working Group at 4 p.m. from 4 to 5:30. But please note that this works in parallel with the ICANN Academy working group. So what you might wish to do is to actually be in one meeting and listen to the other one remotely, or be in two meetings at the same time remotely by having the session open on each side. And believe me, folks, it can be done. I've not done it, but I know of someone who did and who still does very regularly. The Future Challenges Working Group, Evan Leibovich, could you have a few words on this, please?
Thanks, Olivia. This is Evan. To save time, I'll just refer to the words I said earlier on about the group. So not much more to add.
Okay. Thank you for this. And so after that, we have the Community Regional Output Regional Outreach Pilot Program, the CROP. That's a process which has managed to get a lot of our ALSs to, and ALS members and also regional leaders to go out to local meetings to try and get more at-large structures signed up to perform outreach. Dave and Antelik Singh will be running that show, or should you say that session. Dave, a few words on the CROP, please, and what will you be addressing in Los Angeles?
Thanks very much. This is Dave and I'm speaking. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead, Dave.
Thank you very much, Olivier. This is Dave and I'm speaking. So the Atlanta CROP meeting on Wednesday, we will be looking at some of the a review of the at-large CROP procedure, which has been changed in the for FY15 for fiscal year 2015, and one of the things we were looking at is to see how this could be better explained, and so it could be shared with the realtors so that they can that the realtors themselves can use this program more effectively. Another part of the discussion will be to have a review of the real reporting from what has happened regarding the experiences with CROP and any kind of other things that worked or didn't work. And then also one of the things we also would like to discuss will be discussing is the ICANN staff in charge of the CROP program has released an administrator's report for what happened in the fiscal year 2014. And they made some observations, one of them being that one of the concerns expressed is that possibly for this year and for possible future rounds of the CROP program, that the purposes, outcomes, and goals be more quantitative rather than qualitative. So we'll be looking and discussing that administrator's report and looking to see if we can, how best we can, moving forward, try to address some of these concerns in the administrator's report. And, yes, I think that's the summary of what we'll be discussing on that call, on that meeting. Thank you.
Thank you very much, David. Olivier speaking. And after such a long day, we will have the Naralo outreach event. Now, part of it will be broadcast live as if it had a remote participation, but of course it will be a lot better to be there yourself. And so I'm not going to expand too much on there. We have the luck of having Jacqueline Johnson-Papa, the Executive Director of the National Congress of American Indians, that will be coming to speak to us. And a bit later, there will be a hoop dance. With introduction by Loris Taylor and performance by Derek Sawaima Davis, who is a world-known, incredible hoop dancer. So it'll be very good to have all of this recorded, and I think we'll cherish the recordings of this for many years to come. And that finishes the Wednesday. And so we have the Thursday, officially the last day of the ICANN meeting, where as I mentioned earlier, the schedule has been moved around a lot. So there are a lot of public sessions on the transition of stewardship of the ANA function, on the accountability issues, large sessions. Of course, there's a public session in the afternoon and the board meeting. And therefore, the ALAC has had to split its wrap-up meeting into two parts. An early part in the morning, again at 7, from 7 to 7:30 for the action items. Then we have 45 minutes with the Country Code Name Supporting Organization. It's going to be a very high-octane meeting because we have to touch on a number of issues in such a short amount of time, with the Atlas II Declaration follow-up and also the shared INA and accountability issues. As you might know or might not know, the CCNSO, or rather the country codes, have 4 seats on the INA coordination group. So that's quite a number of seats. But some of them are allocated to the CCNSO. Some of them are allocated to non-CCNSO members because some country codes are not are not members of this CCNSO. It's a complex one here. I know Maureen is there. Did I go through this well enough, or would you like to add a couple of things? Maureen Hilliard, our CCNSO liaison.
Thank you, Olivier. No, I think you've basically covered it all. And it is interesting about the CCTLDs that are not members, and that there is some, you know, there has been a lot of discussion about their involvement and some consideration in their involvement in the actual representation. But yes, no, I think the agenda is actually pretty clear, fairly stated. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for this, Maureen. I note in the queue that Glenn McBride wanted to speak briefly on Wednesday night, but we are somehow running out of time. And Alan Greenberg was also in the queue. Maybe should I just ask Alan if you have the floor?
I just wanted to note that at the 7 o'clock breakfast meeting, I had suggested at the time and the announcement make it clear that breakfast will be available before 7, or we will end up not accomplishing any work in that half-hour meeting. Thank you.
Yes, thank you for this, Alan. So indeed, breakfast will be served before, or should be served before 7 on the ALAC and regional leadership wrap-up.
May I request the schedule reflect that, please? Or people will only show up
Alan.
At 7.
Right, we'll get staff to deal with this. Thank you. So afterwards, the accountability at lunchtime from 1200 to 1330, the ALAC and regional leadership wrap-up has its second moment with any of what we call ALAC action. As you know, it's the end of the year, the annual general meeting. We're going to have a new chair. We're going to have a chair going away. We're going to have a new board member and a board member going away. So we've got some time to devote to the board member who was selected by at-large from 2011 to 2014, Sébastien Bacholet, where he'll be able to reflect on his time on the board and perhaps give us some advice as to how he sees or where he sees ICANN going, et cetera. And of course, we will be able to ask any questions that we want to ask him on his tenure. It's worth noting that Rinalia Abdulrahim will be with us the next day during the at-large leadership team meeting, and we'll be able to speak for an amount of time and get us to find out what her plans are on the board. As I mentioned, public forum and the public board meeting take place in the afternoon of Thursday. And then finally, on Friday, should we live to reach that day, I think a lot of people will be very, very tired indeed, but the ALAC leadership team will be meeting from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., meeting with David Olive, with Steve Crocker, with Rinalia Abdulrahim, as I mentioned just now, and then also looking at what the next steps are, looking towards Marrakesh. Next steps for the ALAC, of course. Next steps for AFRALO, since the Marrakesh meeting in fact, organized by or hosted by at-large structures from AFRALO, which is really great to see. And then we'll have a half an hour discussing the ALAC strategy development, probably a follow-up on the Atlas II implementation, et cetera. But, of course, that will all be run by Alan Greenberg, who will be moderating this, since Alan will be the chair at the time. Alan, do you wish to add any more to my quick summary on this?
No, but as I already noted, I'm reserving the right to change that. But
okay. Thank you, Alan. So if you do change it, try and make the morning meeting a little later. I would really appreciate that.
Not,
anyway.
not likely to happen.
That's
Cheryl here. I have got to ask. Sorry, Olivier and Alan. I've got to ask. Alan, is your right to reserve to change the fact that you're going to change the agenda possibly? fact that you want to change being chair now you've listened to all of this fun for Los Angeles?
No, I meant the details of the agenda. Obviously, I have little control over the visits that are scheduled with other people, but I have yet to consult with my new ALT, which I don't know who it consists of yet, to decide exactly what it is we're going to be speaking about.
I had images of having gone through all of this for everyone in LA and the okay, right, tired now.
It's just the details of the parts that are not out completely out of my control. To be honest,
well,
I did
you.
Suggest that Olivier chair that meeting and I take over afterwards. That was rejected.
That's correct, Alan. It's Olivier speaking, and that's because I was put at the deep end, and at least you're getting some advance notice about what about you have an agenda. I was given an agenda when I started, but anyway, let's move on. We are at the end of this call. Are there any comments or questions on this? I know that there will be a lot of comments probably now saying, my goodness, that is such a long week. That's also a long call. It took us more than an hour and a half, just over an hour and a half, to go through the whole agenda for the week. Cheryl Langdonor.
Thank you, and I've stopped giggling. I just couldn't help myself then. Okay, Cheryl Langdonor, for the record, I didn't want to be necessarily identified with that last comment. Right, I just wanted to mention that on the Monday morning, we are expecting, but we're just sorting out sponsorship, for the usual Women in DNS breakfast and for any wonderful women or brave XY chromosome owners who want to breakfast in a sea of morning beauty, that we would be posting the details and having an update stuck around the place for everyone to find where we will be having our breakfast on Monday morning. It's with the opening ceremonies creeping earlier and earlier towards dawn. Of course, it compresses the opportunity for meaningful networking and breakfast meetings, but one will assume that if we start at 7, we will have people out the door and heading across to the opening ceremony with at least 15 minutes or so to spare. Thank you.
Thank you very much for this announcement, Cheryl. And I now ask also Heidi Ulrich if she has anything to add on those agendas, or Gisela as well, since Gisela has been working very hard to put those agendas together.
Olivier, Gisela here.
Go ahead, Gisela.
Just a reminder for all those who are with us today and who are hopefully listening to this recording post the call if they were not able to attend, we will be sending out meeting invitations to all the working groups meeting in Los Angeles as well as the RALO meetings with all the details as well as, very important, the link to attend remotely. Now, the remote participation information is posted on the main ICANN schedule, and I'm posting the link now in the Adobe Connect chat. It currently doesn't appear on there, but it will appear on this schedule, and staff is always at the community's disposal to assist with any dial-outs and to make participating remotely easier for them. And also, a reminder that even during the ICANN meeting, please always refer to the at-large wiki page agendas for the updated versions, any timings, any meeting agenda points. The wiki page is the most up-to-date schedule, as the main schedule is already closed. So if there are any changes to the main schedule, it may not reflect on the ICANN schedule that I've just posted in the chat. I don't have anything else to add. Heidi, do you have anything you wish to add? Olivier, we may take that as a no.
Okay, thank you very much for this, Gisela. It's Olivier speaking. And therefore, I've put one more link on the chat, just a reminder link, which is a link to the at-large activities in Los Angeles, as you've left said. These are up to date. The main schedule is always out of date for some reason. Well, I guess it's because things change at the very last minute. So I thank you all for being on this call. We will be paying a lot of importance to having remote participants in Los Angeles because it's important to be able to not only have the people around the table discuss the matters, but also people around the world who are not able to come. And, of course, we will be paying much attention to the remote hubs as well. I'm not sure. I haven't got a full list of the hubs that will be operational. Do any of the staff know of the operational hubs we will have or not?
Hi, Olivier. This is Heidi. I've asked Corey from IT for an update on which one or which 10 of the hubs that applied will be the one selected. So I will let you know as soon as I hear back.
Okay, thank you for this, Heidi. And so with this, before I close the call, I have to thank the interpreters on the Spanish channel, Sabrina, on the French channel, Camila. Yes, only one person per channel today. So well done to you. It's been probably pretty hard. So thanks. And with this, I therefore adjourn the call. Looking forward to see you all either online or in Los Angeles. Goodbye.
Bye.